Although the president did sign with reservations, after 24 hours of the signing, that was on 27, the president of the republic issued a presidential order, number 35 of 2015, declaring permanent ceasefire in the implementation of the compromise peace deal, and that it came to effect on midnight of the 27th and 28th, respectively, and that the SPLA soldiers, the government soldiers, are actually ordered not to fire or not to go for any offensive, except when they are attacked, they can stand by. So this is the start of the implementation.
So how committed is President Kiir to the agreement, particularly when he expressed reservations about the peace deal that he signed?
President Salva Kiir and the government of the Republic of South Sudan are willing to implement the peace agreement, with the exception of those reservations, because, you know, those reservations are a matter of sovereignty. And by telling the president to implement them, you know, fully, you are suggesting that, you know, Republic of South Sudan shouldn't be a sovereign country and should be a country that is under the mandate of the United Nations if those reservations are removed. But the president is willing to implement all what he did not express observation on it, the exception of those observations.
But the United Nations has said it will consider appropriate targeted sanctions against anybody that undermines the peace accord. Now, you talked about the fact that the reservations about sovereignty, does that mean that the president will not implement in total the peace agreement?
Yeah, what should come to the understanding of the international community, the fact that, you know, by trying to mediate on a peace process between the warring parties, need also to be vigilant, understand those points that has led into a certain party, you know, or expressing observation, because you wanted to bring the problem to an end. The threat of limited sanction or threat of sanctions does not solve the problem. It will only serve to aggravate the situation. South Sudan is so delicate to the extent that if it is sanctions, the whole country can collapse. And if it collapses, then it will be only the rule of anarchy, and which the international community will not be able to control. You know, we had the international community, understand the fact that those reservations are actually crucial in the implementation of this peace deal, simply because we wanted to implement something that we have accepted fully, simply because it doesn't impinge. Those points are not impinging on South Sudan sovereignty.
What's next after the peace deal is signed? What's going to happen next?
The president has addressed the nation and the whole world on the way of signing. And he is going to also address the nation in the few coming week or days to tell the people that, you know, it is necessary that we must start implementing what we have signed for. And what next is that I have seen the rebel leader has replicated the same thing. On Friday, he also declared the ceasefire and the cessation of hostilities. Now, it will be incumbent upon the two leaders of the two factions, the two fighting parties, I mean, the president and commander-in-chief here and the rebel leader, Riek Machar, now implementing in letter and spirit, that the ceasefire will have to be a real ceasefire, that there are no people who come out on rampage to attack the other. The government forces are going to stay, and they will adhere to the orders given to them by commander-in-chief of the SPLA, which are being implemented by the chief of general staff, and they have come to effect. But I am afraid whether the same thing will happen in the rebel camps, and it will remain to be seen.
When does the government of national unity begin?
It will begin after 90 days, because this is now the start of free interim period, which will run for 3 months, after which the government of national unity will be actually formed afterwards as a second phase of the implementation.